A wildly successful tourism season has Western Canadian hoteliers looking to build on the lessons of the past 3 years as a recession looms. Occupancies rose 60% nationally in the 9 months ended September versus a year ago, pushing average daily room rates to $183.76, or 34% above last year. This boosted revenue per available room, RevPAR, to $110.11, up 113% versus a year ago. It's been a remarkable recovery, and for us it's been right across the country, said Brian Leon, CEO of Choice Hotels Canada, speaking at the Western Canada Lodging Conference in Vancouver on October 25. We're going to end this year with RevPAR probably a little more than 10% higher than it was in 2019. We would never have expected that. Vancouver led the country, with an average occupancy rate of 70.3% in the period. Room rates followed suit, rising 49% to a nation-leading $243.72 a night. RevPAR increased a stunning 153% to $171.34 from just $67.69 a year earlier despite ongoing border closures. This market has really seen great recovery over the past year, said Jim Chu, Executive Vice President and Chief Growth Officer of Hyatt Hotels Corp. And that's without China. The strength of demand in Vancouver stands out next to Calgary, where hotel performance continues to lag Western Canada. Occupancies averaged 57.1% in the first 9 months of 2022, while room rates are also below average at $153.63 a night. This compares to 62.5% occupancy in the same period of 2019 when rates averaged $145.92. RevPAR in most major markets has yet to return to pre-pandemic levels, but hoteliers have also reopened with an eye to keeping costs in check. Shorter wine lists, smaller menus, and offerings tailored to visitors, primarily leisure and group stays, have been critical. A lot of job sharing, a lot of engineering of processes and tasks, took place, said Yuri Rumlina, president of Silverbirch Hotels and Resorts, which saw its workforce fall to 18% of normal during the pandemic. It rebuilt its staff to 80% of normal this summer, but guest experiences took longer to recover. Standards didn't come back in certain areas as they normally should have, Rumlina acknowledged. Labor woes, while consolidation of roles has helped address the labor shortage, and cutbacks in housekeeping helped control costs, Cindy Schonauer, Vice President, Hospitality and Gaming with Cushman & Wakefield, isn't sure it's a strategy for long-term success. I don't know if that's something hotels want to keep doing, because at the same time you're talking about really rapid room rate growth, she said. There needs to be value to what you're paying as well. The sector's revival should be good news for workers after 2 years of turmoil. We're not blind to the fact that the entire hospitality industry, ski included, have been in the forefront of media over the past 2 years, and the basic narrative has been lack of stability, said Christopher Nicholson, CEO of the Canada West Ski Areas Association, based in Kelowna. As stability returns, that will definitely help recruiting as well. It won't be easy, though. The sector was down 400,000 workers during the pandemic but recouped about 200,000 people this summer before returning to a deficit of 300,000 workers this fall. While the federal temporary foreign workers program has been tweaked to allow the sector to bring in up to 30% of the workers it needs, the sector needs to continue working to secure domestic workers. We have to get out and tell our story, said Susie Grinnell, president and CEO of the Hotels Association of Canada. Part of that story is that 90% of hoteliers increased wages this past summer to attract workers. We want to be the sector people want to work in, she said. We've seen leisure recover, but we have yet to see corporate, incentive travel, and meeting, conference group demand recover, Schonauer added. It started, it's just taking a little longer. Asset sales Leon believes this year's recovery will support fresh investment in properties that will improve the guest experience and position hotels for the future. Our hotels this summer, from a financial perspective, are in a lot better shape than they were a year ago, he said. The market is also benefiting from the removal of 6,800 rooms, primarily older product, since 2020, when governments stepped in at the onset of the pandemic to snap up properties for alternative uses, primarily social housing. You have rooms coming out that's going to help our recovery, McCluskey said. However, with urban hotel markets still challenged by a lack of business travel, many of the 15 sales seen in BC this year have been in smaller, secondary markets outside the main centers. An example is the Kanata Hotel and Conference Center in Kelowna, which sold this year for what is said to be highest price paid for a hotel in the region. Just one hotel property changed hands in Vancouver, that was not purchased for redevelopment or an alternative use.